And tomorrow, another beautifully sunny day. Thank goodness. Highs in the mid-70s tomorrow night, going down to the lower 50s. On Monday, we've got more sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. And another night on Monday, going down into the lower 50s. All right. We've had some schedule changes going on here at WJFF, just kind of freshening your day. And normally about this time, 3 p.m., you would be listening to Jesse Ballou with Jambalaya. So his show is now actually broadcasting at 1 o'clock on Saturdays, and you're about to listen to the most recent episode of Now and Then coming right up. There's a couple more things going on here at the WJFF station. I wanted to invite you. The WJFF Programming Committee is meeting tomorrow, that's April the 13th, at 11 a.m. in the greenhouse. And that's right here on our premises where our broadcast studio is at 4763 State Route 52. That's in Jeffersonville. And the public is welcome to attend tomorrow at 11 a.m. Also, the WJFF Executive Committee is meeting on Monday, that's April 14th, at 6:30 p.m., once again at the greenhouse here on our premises on 4763 State Route 52 in Jeffersonville, New York. And once again, all the public is welcome and invited to attend the WJFF Executive Committee meeting on Monday at 6:30 p.m. Stay tuned for Now and Then coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be exploring the life of the composer, the singer-songwriter, the record producer, the actor, the American musician, Van Dyke Parks.
misogynist on denim denim, who tore at the seams. You're dreaming of Paris. Senator Kennedy got shot, then Dr. King of Camelot. She kept her eyes on the wild blue beyond, wishing his dream would come true. It's deja vu, I'm telling you.
I saw you dreaming
of Paris.
Dreaming of Paris. That song is by Van Dyke Parks, and that's from an album called Songs Cycled. It's his seventh studio album, and it was released in May of 2013 on the Bella Union label. So isn't it incredible to discover something new, something you've never tasted before, something you've never heard before? Well, you know, maybe even my program might be a new experience for you. I'm now broadcasting Saturdays at 3 p.m. If you've heard my show before, then you were tuning in around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But, you know, I imagine that there's some new listeners out there. So welcome to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. I'm Kathy Geary, and I am really interested in singer-songwriters and what goes on in their lives. I've done a lot of interesting research, and I've discovered things about musicians I've known known their music all my life. And then as I dig a little deeper, I find out some fascinating things about how they became performers, how they write their music, you know, what has happened in their life. How did they start their career, and what are they doing right now? Hence the title, Now and Then. So today's program, the American musician Van Dyke Parks. Okay, I'm going to assume that there's somebody out there who's already heard of this musician. But most of us, including myself, I didn't really know very much about him. And it was really by exploring the music of other singer-songwriters that I love, his name kept coming up. So let me tell you his story. Van Dyke Parks, he was born in January in 1943 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And his father was also a musician. He was a psychiatrist, but he also played the clarinet. And in his home, when he was a child, in the living room, there were two grand pianos spooning each other in the living room. He started to study the clarinet like when he was 4 years old. When he's a little bit older, he attends an American boy choir school in Princeton, New Jersey. Now, as a young man singing in a choir, he would be singing music by George Gershwin, Arnold Schoenberg, modern contemporary atonal music, gospel, all kinds of interesting musical experiences as a very young man. And so this is where he's developed this taste for what they call Tin Pan Alley music, Depression area music and songs from the 1920s and the 1930s in America. And when you listen to the nature of the song that we just heard, that humor, that kind of tongue-in-cheek, that uplifting kind of bubbly feeling, that captures some of that Tin Pan style. Interesting man, interesting man. When he was a child, he was a child actor. And you've probably seen Jackie Gleason's Honeymooners. Well, hey, Van Dyke Parks was a child actor. He had a recurring role on that TV show as Little Tommy Manicotti, the kid from upstairs. So when he finally grows up, he majors in music, and he goes to the Carnegie Institute in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where for 3 years, and he begins to study the acoustic guitar and other types of music. But he drops out in early 1963, and he moves out to Los Angeles, where music is really happening. It seems like in the early 60s, it was either Greenwich Village in New York City or Los Angeles, California, and he headed to the West Coast. And here's what Van Dyke has to say about his decision to actually go out to the West Coast. Here's a quote. "Going to California meant I escaped John Cage. I escaped the abstractions, the music you can't remember, the highbrow angst." Well, he was talking about the classical genre at that time. So he's out in San Diego, and he's singing in some coffee houses with his brother. And while he's in Santa Barbara, David Crosby attends one of his performances. Now, David Crosby, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. David Crosby founded the Byrds and has had an illustrious international career. Well, those two became friends. Van Dyke Parks really becomes integrated into the scene happening in Los Angeles. He has some interesting things to say about music from that time. He doesn't have a typical opinion. He has a very unique way of expressing himself. And for me, the thing that impressed me first was his lyrics. He's a songwriter. He's written a lot of lyrics that other people write the music to. We'll get into that in a minute. But just like everybody else in the 60s, of course, he was exposed to Beatlemania, and it didn't sit well with him. Here's what he has to say about Beatlemania. This is Van Dyke Parks' quote. "I lived under a billboard that said, 'The Beatles are coming.' And I got the sense that it was a plague and that it was going to have cultural implications throughout the world. It's almost like the vestigial functions, the appendices of musical life that I had just begun to have a scant association with, were being excised from the body of music with the advent of folk music gone electric. So I started to learn the piano." All right, so that quote, you get a sense of the sophisticated vocabulary, of the eloquency that he has just in his speaking. It's amazing what he does with words. So he gets involved with the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. And so he wasn't so impressed with what was coming out of England, but he wasn't that impressed with what was going on in America either. And he said, apart from Pet Sounds, which was a Beach Boys album, "I didn't find anything striking coming out of the United States." But he did like Bob Dylan's, the freewheeling Bob Dylan, which was Bob Dylan's first really big album. And he was impressed with the way that Dylan had this speaking voice style. And so here's another really cool quote from Van Dyke Parks talking about Bob Dylan. Quote, "I also looked at his written lyrics and realized that he didn't capitalize the letters. He was trying to copy E.E. Cummings. And while it was transparently imitative, I thought it was a good position." All right. So, you know, by 1964, okay, he drops out of school. He's in Los Angeles for about a year. He gets really interested in songwriting. And he writes this song that gets recorded by a San Francisco band called The Charlatans. The song is called High Coin. And Dan Hicks was in The Charlatans. If you'd listened to my program, you know that I'm a particularly strong devotee of Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. And I had no idea that they had recorded the first recording that became popular of Van Dyke Parks' music. So he gets in with a hippie counterculture out there. He signs a contract, a recording contract with MGM Records, and he not only records with them, but he writes songs, and he's produced by one of my favorite producers, Tom Wilson. All right, so he got to really be known for the way he would play with words, and in the imagery in his songs is astounding. So during this time, we're talking 1964, 1965, he becomes a session musician. He's really an accomplished pianist, a keyboardist, and he becomes a session musician. He arranges and writes songs with Randy Newman, Harry Nilsson, the Beach Boys. He performs on the Byrds album, The Fifth Dimension. You know that song, 8 Miles High? 8 Miles High. You know, he plays the keyboards on that song. And David Crosby asked him to join the band, the Byrds. He refused. Okay? Van Dyke Parks. Okay. That's 1964, the Byrds. He refuses to join the Byrds. One of my favorite performers, Frank Zappa. All right? 1965, Van Dyke Parks joins Frank Zappa's The Mothers of Invention. He performs with them in a couple of live concerts, and he was called Pinocchio. He leaves Frank Zappa. They ask him, why did you leave Frank Zappa? And he says, quote, because I didn't want to be screamed at. I just love that. All right. He opens up for the Love and Spoonful. Okay. He's becoming really good friends with Stephen Stills. He already knows David Crosby. He was asked to join Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. He was asked to join that band, and he declined. This just blows me away. What an amazing life. All right, so Van Dyke Parks. David Crosby takes Van Dyke Parks with him to go to Brian Wilson's house. Now, Brian Wilson was one of the brothers that was at the core of the songwriting and arranging for the Beach Boys. And they had a new song coming out, The Sloop John B. You know, you come on the Sloop John B, you know. So David Crosby and Van Dyke Parks go to visit Brian Wilson, and they listen to a dub of that song. And Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks become very good friends, and they collaborated together. Brian Wilson asked him if he could rewrite some of the lyrics for Good Vibrations, you know, that big Beach Boys hits. And Van Dyke said, well, you know, the lyrics are good, they don't need any changes. But he did make some arrangements. There's this cello going on in Good Vibrations that plays triplets, da 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 da, and he was the one that did that arrangement. So the album after Pet Sounds is called Smiley Smiles, and it was started being recorded in 1967, but was never released. There was a lot of friction going on inside of the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson was having some emotional difficulties, but Van Dyke Parks went to live with Brian Wilson and composed some of the most incredible lyrics I have ever heard. They finally released the Smiley Smile album in 2011, and those recordings are now available for the first time. So we're going to listen to some of the music that Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks composed back in 1967. This is an incredible recording, and it is, like I said, just been released. So we're going to start off with Heroes and Villains. All the lyrics are by Van Dyke Parks. And it's incredible how his musical style works so well with Brian Wilson's style. All right, let's get on to Smiley Smile. First we'll hear Heroes and Villains, and then we're going to hear another charming song called Wonderful about a young girl losing her virginity. Okay, enjoy.
I've been in this town so long, and back in the city I've been taken for a loss to come, and I've known for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, full of the heroes and villains. Once at night, Cotillion's quake and light, and she was riding in the rain of the boats that eventually brought her down. But she's still dancing in the night, unafraid of what a doodle do in a town full of heroes and individuals.
Oh, In the cantina, margaritas keep the spirit high. There I watched her, she spun around and wound in the warmth, her body fanned the flame of the dance.
Margarita, don't you know?
My children were raised, you know they suddenly rise. They started slow, long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I've been in this town so long, so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
Thank God for one wonderful.
Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, Smiley Smile. We just heard two songs that Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks wrote together. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. God, it's a gorgeous day outside today. So we're going to hear one more song from this same album, which was recorded in 1967, but was only really recently released. It's one of these kinds of songs. Have you ever gotten obsessed with a song where you play it over and over and over, and then, it just comes into your mind, and it's just one of those things that just you can't get it out of your head? I'm sure you've experienced that. Well, I've been listening to a song from this album called Surf's Up, and it grows on you. It is one of the most, it's one of my favorite songs. And part of that is because there's something sophisticated about it, and yet there's something so immediately like pop music, like so American poppy music. I've been listening to the song, and I was just captivated by the melody. Carl Wilson sings this lead. He has the high voice and all the Beach Boys stuff, but I didn't really understand all the lyrics. So I've printed out the lyrics, and it's really quite inspirational poetry. When I just look at the lyrics, I can't even conceive of how Brian Wilson sets these words. So I thought I would read some of the lyrics to you. Have a little patience here, and then we'll be listening to the track. The song is called Surf's Up. Here's the lyrics by Van Dyke Parks. A diamond necklace played the pawn, hand in hand, some drummed along. Oh, to a handsome man and baton, a blind class aristocracy. Back through the opera glass, you see the pit and the pendulum drawn, colonnaded ruins domino. Colonnaded ruins domino. Let's just talk about that one little phrase that says so much in a lyrical poetry phrase. It's like there's ruins, columns standing in ruins that have fallen over on each other like a series of dominoes. To me, it's incredibly vivid. Hung velvet overtaken me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolved in the dawn. The music hall, a costly bow. The music, all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter swan. Colonnaded ruins domino. And when he sings the word domino, he goes for this high note. It's gorgeous. And then the actual title is not about surfer girl or race cars or being on the beach. It's a metaphor for something way deeper. Surf's up. Aboard a tidal wave, come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. I heard the word, wonderful thing, a children's song. A child is the father of the man. A children's song. Have you listened as they played? Their song is love, and the children know the way. That's why the child is the father to the man. Surf's up. Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys.
The diamond necklace played the pawn, hand in hand some drummed along, whoa, to a handsome man at baton. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit and the pendulum drum. Taken me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolved in the dawn. The music hall, the costly
Surf's Up. That's with the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, and Van Dyke Parks. Today's program is about the American composer, producer, actor, singer, and songwriter, Van Dyke Parks. All right, that album was from 1967. Well, that brings us up to 1968. So here's an interesting thing going on in 1968. Van Dyke Parks has moved from his contract with MGM, and now he's on Warner Brothers. So, you know, Frank Sinatra was also on Warner Brothers. And so Van Dyke Parks goes and visits Frank Sinatra there at the studios. And apparently Frank was dispirited by the rise of rock and roll and was actually considering retiring. And this is 1968. So what happens is that Van Dyke tells him, you know, there's a song you should record. My brother wrote it. It's called Something Stupid. And he says that, you know, he tells Frank that, you know, Frank Sinatra and his daughter Nancy should record that as a duet. Well, they do it, and it turns into Frank Sinatra's first million-selling single. And it kind of revitalizes his career. That's an amazing story for me, and it gets him, it buys a lot of credit at Warner Brothers Record for Van Dyke Parks. And so that same year, Warner Brothers decides to go ahead and produce a debut album by Van Dyke Parks. In 1968, he releases his first album, and it's called Song Cycle. All right, now, in 1968, Warner Brothers spent $35,000 on the production of Van Dyke Parks' first album. Now, if you want to find the equivalent in our currency today in 2014, that would be the equivalent of $240,000. In 1968, it was one of the most expensive pop albums ever recorded. up to that time. And, you know, it's a very, let's face it, it's eccentric. It's kind of eccentric. And it didn't actually, it got some really fabulous critical reviews, but it just didn't sell very well. But it's an amazing thing. It's come full circle. He released his first album in 1968 called Song Cycle. And that's a term that's used really more in classical music in a repertoire. Like a composer might write a cycle of five songs to the poetry of Walt Whitman or something. So he calls his first album Song Cycle. And then he also calls his most recently released album in 2013 is called Songs Cycled. Songs cycled, so I think that's clever. Let's listen to one of these expensive pop songs from 1968 from Van Dyke Parks' debut album. There's a song called Widow's Walk. After we hear that, we're going to hear another song from 1969 from another American composer named Biff Rose. You might have heard of Biff Rose if you've heard my show before. He's one of my favorite singer-songwriters. And Van Dyke Parks was one of the very first people to ever get his hands on a Moog synthesizer. The first one. Van Dyke Parks was instrumental in influencing Beaver and Krause in doing their early synthesizer recordings. And one of the first recordings to ever use a Moog synthesizer is on a Biff Rose album in 1969 from the album called The Children of Light. The song is called Ain't No Great Day Coming, because it's here today. And Van Dyke Parks is playing Moog synthesizer on this album. The other reason I wanted to play that particular song is there's some really clear affinity between the vocal styles that Van Dyke Park has and the music and vocal style of Biff Rose. Van Dyke Parks also is very reminiscent to me of Nielsen. He was a very close friend of Nielsen's. So let's listen to these couple of songs here, one from 1968 called Widow's Walk by Van Dyke Parks, followed by Ain't No Great Day by Biff Rose. Van Dyke Parks.
Widows walk, I do walk on, as in years of yore, the thought of you divided us. It just may lead you to discuss in contact in the willows. Or was it the wind you recollect? We all suspect the mortal door will open the soul. Widows face the future. Factories face the poor. The fact remains the bitter strains. The mind of the bit to have a with widows walk. And wail a guessing this is called civil regret strife. So lessen your old health, now and middle life. Long how forlorn the shore. I've meant to take the chance
there ain't no great day coming tomorrow, cause it's here today. Even if everything is going wrong and your worlds are falling away, let them go their way. Don't blame the world that you see, and don't blame me. Don't hold on to pain and sorrow, for there's no tomorrow. Don't you realize? When tiny little things start.
All right, Moog Synthesizer, 1969, Biff Rose, Children of Light, Van Dyke Parks playing Moog Synthesizer. And right before that, we heard a track from his debut album, Van Dyke Parks, titled Song Cycle in 1968, Widow's Walk. So, you know, you have to develop a taste. It's an incredible career that Van Dyke Parks has had. When I look at the musicians that he has collaborated with, in 1966, Tim Buckley, on his debut album, he played the keyboards, he played piano, he played harpsichord. Like I said, he played the keyboard on The Byrds, 8 Miles High. The Smiley Smile albums, he plays keyboards and piano with Judy Collins in 1968. He's also a good friend of Phil Oakes, and he appears on the Tape from California album. 1968, he's a guest artist with the Everly Brothers on their Roots album. In 1968, he's working with Randy Newman. He produces him. He writes a song that Jackie DeShannon records in 1968. I also mentioned, you know, the Charlatans in 1969. He produces Phil Oakes' Greatest Hits album in 1970. He works with Ry Cooder. He works with Bonnie Raitt. He does string arrangements for U2, let's see, on their Rattle and Hum album in 1988. He works with Aaron Neville. He does a choir arrangement for him. I mean, it's incredible. When Ringo Starr finally decides to produce his own album in 2010, Ringo Starr co-writes a song with Van Dyke Parks called Walk With You. Basically, Ringo wanted to write a song about God, but Parks said that he didn't write about God. So they rewrote the song about the power of friendship on Ringo Starr's album. So it's incredible. Let's listen to a little bit more of Van Dyke Parks' original music. We're going to listen to two tracks from his 2013 Songs Cycled album. I'm going to read a quote because he can probably talk about his music better than anyone. He talks about this album, and he said that he compares the first album in 68, Song Cycle, with the Songs Cycled from 2013. Quote, in both cases, there's a maverick on the loose with a highly personal set of tunes and instrumentals. All of them reveal an iconoclast tilting at windmills, railing at tyrants, barking at masters of war, and celebrating a shameless commitment to the very definition of Americana. I think it's safe to say that my work can be branded Americana, but I think it's also safe to say it can be branded anti-Americana with an inconvenient truth as well. There is very little divergent music made in America. I go to world beat to get out of the box. I think those influences show my perspective. I'm not troubled by variety. I like that in a show. I think it's okay to have that kind of a diet, and that confuses people who want an album all wrapped up, lassoed like a branded cow. They want it all to be somehow tightly connected, but I can't do that. We're going to listen to two songs from Songs Cycled. We'll start with Wall Street, followed by The Parting Hand, Van Dyke Parks.
Thank you. laughing now. I could use a laugh and how. I could use a telephone all alone. Me and my old radio. Got a lot of nerve, all right. Not what I deserve tonight. We are to get together. Tell that so and so. Shaking the big apple tree, barking for a bite, you see. Sun is up on New York town, honking round, run down my battery. Drop me off at Walk to Walk, it's about another block. And it's been lovely here on Wall Street. There is just nothing but ash in the air, confetti all colored with blood, the jewel-encrusted mud-flattened hearts. She's beaten and battered and buttressed and broke, dining on drinks, gone begging, no joking. And in the confetti is human desire, love letters lost in space, now smoking. The mouth of the river yawning south, the sea. Upside down and holding hands with his mate. Why wait for speculation? Like two stones they gravitate. There's no time to hesitate. Just time to say I love you. Two flaming birds on fire, they kiss their lives goodbye. Above the concrete street, we meet and die. Without a trace of our embrace, you can't place my face, though you are trying. Till dust will stop our labored love, we must drop all fear, now a flying. A heartbeat from the Hudson down to the sea.
Christian friends in bonds of love, whose hearts in sweetest union join. Your friendship's like a drawing band, yet we must take the part in hand. Your company sweet, your union dear, your words delightful to my ear. Yeah, when I see that we must part, you draw like chords around my heart. How sweet the hours have passed away since we have met to sing and pray. How low we are to leave the place where Jesus shows his smiling face. Oh.
is so kind, how would it cheer my drooping mind? But duty makes me understand that we must take the part in hand.
Thank you.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music of Van Dyke Parks on today's program. And thank you so much for listening. Support for Now and Then comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. All right, it's 1 minute before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it is 67, and it's gorgeous 67 sunny degrees outside. Yes, what a winter this has been. It's so great to have spring finally come rolling around. You're listening to 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning community radio with studios in Jeffersonville and Honesdale, Pennsylvania. All right, let's see what we have going on forecast-wise. It's a beautiful spring day, and apparently we've got a run of sunny days coming our way. Tomorrow is partly sunny with highs of the mid-70s, only going down to the lower 50s tomorrow night. Monday's another sunny.